is required, not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Niners, just in time, just in the nick of time. I still have to take more juice, Roger.
You're going
to
get
it. Move it.
Hit that cargo net. Move it.
There we go.
I'm so sick of your ignorance.
Go to the phones. Talk to Randy Rainwater.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's probably a couple of ribs getting ready for Buzzbecue, weirdo. Over to the Golden State.
Where's Vaughn?
Oh, Vaughn is in the netting. Oh my goodness, man.
Good morning, America. How are you?
Los Angeles.
That's EHB. LA, baby. Oh, he says Los Angeles in seven. He says Los Angeles in seven.
Thanks, B. We used your workout equipment this morning.
Working on a T-bone steak.
Guess what?
What?
I got a fever.
Okay.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yes.
A swing old chariot come down. Ease the taxes to the terminal.
Man-ass.
Put your engines and cool your wings.
Los Angeles.
David said to Goliath, you come at me with come to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty, and I'm going to cut your head off.
Man, 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 man.
Butt ass wide open.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Tuesday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo to you, mi amigo.
Good morning, Roger. Roger,
buenos dias.
Yeah. Good morning, Christian.
Where are you, Christian?
Good morning.
There he is.
Justin, had you not asked me, though you didn't, I say good morning.
Yeah, reading about the history of Cinco de Mayo, you know, the Mexico really doesn't even sort of celebrate. It's really, it's an American deal more than anything.
Isn't it the celebration of, like, beating the French or something?
Well, they did in this war today. It's the, what war? It's the...
The French still occupied
Pueblo,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, the French still occupied them.
It's like 3,000 against 5,000, and the Mexicans won that day.
The Mexican Independence Day is like September 16th.
It's
or
September.
Something.
That's exactly right, Christian.
That's what we should be celebrating.
Well, here's
that's
the reason the actual... we celebrate it.
We think any reason to celebrate.
Well,
yes.
Yesterday was May the 4th. Cinco de Mayo is what it's so. It's just another reason. Let's keep the party going, bro.
Glad you're with us today. Hey, rain's on the way. Did you see that? Dude, what's it supposed to do today?
You're
the weather guy. Come on, let's go.
No, I'm going to tell you. Can I tell you how bad it's going to get?
Yes.
When I got here this morning. Guess who was still here?
Oh, Damon.
Damon.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
You darn right it is. So he says the big storms are going
to
come in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
He says it's going to be this afternoon. I don't know what that means in the wicked world.
It's popping right now.
That the worst of it's going to be here, so we should probably have rain for the next several days. But it'll all be gone before the 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue.
We are, 4 days until Buzzbecue. Is that right? Today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's right. 4 days until Buzzbecue. 5 days until Mother's Day. 17 days until Memorial Day.
So it's Cinco de Mamma Mia?
That'll work. We'll have Rick Schaefer on today as usual, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant and Bradford Marine at 7. Man, John Daly at 7:30, see where his boy graduated officially from college. He told us about that last week. I saw the pictures where John was there the day he walked. So good,
we
good
gotta,
for that.
As Rainwater would say, cutters. We have got to give cutters to whomever is doing his social media.
Yeah, you're right.
Because he is all over the place. And it's, what's the word I'm looking for? Awesome!
A Honda of Russellville is John's sponsor. We appreciate them. Howard Hurst does his normal two days per year that he comes by from Tipton Hurst because it's Mother's Day.
Always look forward to seeing
him. Yeah, on Saturday. Chuck Gatlin will be coming by to promote Buzzbecue this Saturday.
That's 180 from Howard.
Yeah, we got to put a little family feud brought to you by Southern Bank. Chris Roberts and the gang over there.
I'm telling you, Aloy... Look, that's Chuck. Christian, if you could get on the paper and look at the front page of the sports page, that dude looks just like Chuck Gatlin to me. When I saw it, I thought it was Gatlin.
There's a picture of Aloy taking a swing. It must be that home run ball that he hit 1,000 miles
Does
per
Chuck
hour.
Chuck Gatlin with Kawaiian?
Dude. But I've seen Chuck make that face.
I can see that.
Can you see Chuck Gatlin in that? I can see that a little bit.
I also see our buddy Clem Decker, too. But anyway, the picture in the paper today of Aloy looks like... It's one of the great home run swings that you'll ever see. I mean, he basically looks like he's at an angle. If you look on the third page there, Roger, I mean, the way his shoulders are tilted, I mean, it's almost, it looks like he's making it up. Like he really hit the ball with that swing, hit a home run.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, how about that?
That's a great shot. Yeah, that's a great pose. That's almost like the...
It's posed.
The Wes Sutton pose. Well, who's the guy on the Sports Illustrated, the Razorback? You know, it does it. Oh, that's running on it. Who is that back?
Oh, that's Light Horse.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Today, as we mentioned, Cinco de Mayo Day. Today is National Teacher Appreciation Day. We're going to be honoring Benton and Malvern school districts here in about a week with all their outstanding teachers and others. Today's National Astronaut Day. Roger has more fascination with astronauts than anybody on the show. He knows them all.
I
don't. Yeah.
Who was the astronaut that did not go down to the moon on the Apollo mission?
Oh, that's the one. It was Gene Cernan. What's his name?
Roger, we'll get to that.
That's the one that never gets here.
Why did you just blow
off? No, please help me out because today a lot of people don't
initials. MC.
MC. Michael. Michael Cernan.
Michael?
Yeah, I got Michael.
So much for
lead singer of Genesis. His last name.
Collins. Michael Collins.
Michael Collins.
Dadgummit. Here's the deal.
Well, I'll take back everything I said.
Well, that's terrible.
Usually Roger's all over the astronaut.
But that's
question.
Okay. Listen, I love having Christian here. Cool. But today is also the I think the anniversary, if I saw it correctly, of the first dude in space. What was his name?
That I don't know.
Is
he Russian?
No, he's not. No, first American in space was Alan Shepard. 15 minutes.
I've heard that.
Suborbital.
Yeah. I've heard of him.
It's also National Fox.
Did I get a clout back?
Yeah, a little bit. The momentum.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Also, it's National Foster Care Day today. A lot of props to all the families out there that are foster caring when kids need a place to stay and stepping up. And some of them may actually end up adopting the kids. So National Foster Care Day. Appreciate them. It's National Nail Day. Do you, Roger, go get your nails done?
A couple of years ago, I went with Sam every couple of months.
Every once in a while. I think Justin's been doing more of that.
Yeah. No, I don't do it anymore.
Christian, what about you?
I've got to get some.
I've never went and got a mani or a pedi.
Well, you know what? That's going to change because we're going to get that boy and we're going to get him over there to the fantastic China Nails, whatever it's called. We're going to get that done.
That could be considered stereotypical.
You got fantastic China in the Heights.
But you apologize to me.
And then you got...
Listen.
Where do you get yours done, Roger? Do you get it done over in the Benton Bryant area?
No, Samantha used to go to a place in North Little Rock, and that's where I went, because chicks just go where you're used to going.
Yeah, yeah.
But I told her, I said, look here, you gotta get it down a little closer.
I think it's Fantastic Nails and Fantastic China. They got both.
It might be, but you know what? They did my feet and they did my toenails.
Well, we're gonna get that done. We're gonna have your first on our watch.
Well, I don't get the petty. I mean, I stopped biting my nails.
I still do that.
Probably about 20 years ago. What coincides with the stoppage of illegal drugs?
And last but not least, National Concert Day. Our man Michael Marion sent me yesterday. Earth, Wind, and Fire this Sunday. Christian, what's your favorite concert of all time that you've been to?
I think I saw Metallica at Simmons Bank, and they were really good.
So that was your all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, Roger knew what mine was. It was the Eagles.
Well, that's
Best Friends.
Come on.
I've seen them multiple times, but I saw them in Dallas and right on the second row with our buddy Don Grisham.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Eagles, and then I saw them in Little Rock, too.
That was when all of them were still alive, right?
No. Well, I've seen them when they're alive.
Okay.
But the coolest one was there. Yeah, just because it was so close.
Sure.
They were just...
Now, this has got stank all over it.
It is. And I think there's only one Earth, Wind, and Fire guy still around, right?
I think Philip Bailey is the only one that's still alive.
Yep, remember Philip Bailey. Last night in sports, this is the season for the Wizard. The Knicks, what's going on with the Knicks? They're blowing everybody out. The first team in NBA history that have won by 25 points in three consecutive games. They won by how many last night? 35?
No, they won by almost 40.
40 last night. Yeah, so it's like... 51 the night before, right? Had 51 the other night, and then I think 27 or 29. I mean, what's going on with them? It's crazy. Crazy town.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're just blowing everybody out.
Tonight is...
Orlando fired their coach.
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, dude, 3-1, you're out.
Yeah, and plus they were up 24 the other day, right? When they were up 3, could have closed the thing out.
Gosh. Yeah, not a very good, not a very flattering picture of him on the paper.
No, it's not.
What the hell?
Now, tonight, HB's already texted me. HB's team is the Lakers.
Yes. Wolves upset the Spurs last night.
Yeah, 104 to 102 on that
before
one.
I watched
the end of that one. I actually watched the last 8 minutes. I said, I'm going to I didn't understand what the Spurs were doing with their fans. The HX had a different color, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah, they're color coding or whatever.
I just didn't know if there was a... I mean, it's like the rainbow.
The Fiesta colors.
Okay. All right. I'll see you at San Antonio. Does Cinco de Mayo, is that what that is? I don't know.
It's the alternate jersey that they have.
So they lead the series. Minnesota 1, zip, so does New York. But, Lakers... with LeBron, and then that's HB's team, Headband's team, versus... Now, is your team Oklahoma City?
Yeah, I'm an Oklahoma City fan.
You look like the guy who used to play for Oklahoma City.
Steven Adams.
Yeah, remember the big seven-footer that looked just like...
Well, of course I do.
Got the long hair.
Yeah.
Where's he at now?
He's with the Rockets.
Yeah, so who's favored to win that one? I'm sure Oklahoma City, because they're defending champs.
Yeah, the Thunder heavily favored to win that.
Gotcha. Also, one of the things we talked about, the Razorback struggling... And one of the guys was Cahillo Aloy. He has not been hitting well. And so, boy, he was a SEC named SEC Player of the Week yesterday. He's on a tear. So you get Kozul hitting better. You got Aloy hitting better, a couple other older guys, and it makes a difference for the team. So that happened. You also have hockey going on. Is anybody paying attention to hockey? Of course.
Yeah, I saw the score last night.
Yeah, Carolina beat Philadelphia in two overtimes. Vegas beat Anaheim. Roger, tell me the mascot for the Vegas hockey team.
Ooh, that is the Ridges.
The Vegas Ridges.
Mm-hmm. No, you know what? That's not the. Oh no, it's the army guys. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're close.
It's the paratroopers. What are they?
Tristan, what is it?
The Golden Knights.
The Golden Knights.
That's what they are.
And then
you're getting close.
Is Tampa out of it? Or are they in it? They still.
They're out. They got
that was one after we played that clip yesterday. The guy going crazy. They end up losing.
Yeah, they got eliminated by the Canadiens.
The Canadiens. Canadiens.
The Canadian. Han Solos. Hans Hansers.
The Hobbs.
Hobbs. Plenty of ground to cover. It's also the 26th anniversary of Gladiator.
Oh yeah.
And Human Maximus and Remus.
We love
them. You just throw out there's the
throw any of those, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it's one of the greatest movie lines. You play it all the time where he turns and looks.
I think it's great because he's a slave.
Yeah.
Turn around and tell me now. And Joaquin.
You want to punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah, which is great.
But it's to me one of the great, not just for Russell Crowe. It's one of the great movie lines because you know he's killed his wife.
Listen, I was trying to hold off, but I'll give you at least this part of it, just the first. Hold on, stop! Would you please stop?
Little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Sorry,
we're glad to be
here. Yeah.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son. To a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
That's the part that gets me. I'm gonna get you, whether I do it here or in the next life, bro.
And the look on Joaquin Phoenix, such a good look because he knows, like, oh, and then he shows the woman up there, and then
there's a little dribbling happening.
Yes.
See, I haven't seen the movie yet. Now, I did
stop it.
You've never seen Gladiator?
Okay, Roger.
I've never seen
Gladiator.
It's science fiction.
Look at me.
Here's science fiction.
This week. Look at me. This week. That's your assignment.
Dude, you know what I got to do this week?
Get it done. I got 8 hours of the Holocaust.
You're going to Amsterdam.
Doesn't matter. You've been
I'm
doing
not
this
going
show
to
for
Rome.
This long, and you haven't seen one of the
great movies. Here's the thing. I have seen, Xi Jinping has been hitting me with some of Gladiator 2.
You do not have to watch Gladiator 2.
Good. I don't need to say that.
Terrible.
Which is worse, Gladiator 2 or Caddyshack 2?
Like Denzel, come on, man.
Caddyshack.
I see Denzel perk up. And Denzel's changing on me a little bit. I don't know what's
Denzel training day. He's a training day guy in Gladiator.
So I see that when
he doesn't even try to do an accent.
Who's the guy that goes, if this is what you do to your heroes, where do we stand? It's almost like Buford Puster in the court scene because
it's
the
a waste
dude
of time. Yeah.
All the arrows in him, man.
Let's go. A guy that is synonymous with Buzzbecue. We're going to talk to his brother, John Daly, a little bit later. Jamie Daly, who gives away more food at Buzzbecue.
Yeah.
He and Jimmy and all the boys.
He gives away more than he makes. He goes around to other places.
Jamie, what's up?
What's up? I didn't know they changed the rules that says shirts required.
Have you been up all night, Jamie?
Fixing to fly out 100 pounds of chicken quarters, getting ready for this. Are y'all ready for it?
Yeah. How many years have you done this with us at Buzzbecue, Jamie? Hey,
buddy. I don't know. When did we start it?
Well, 22 years. I don't think you were there the first year, but you've been with us for a long time. And one of the things you like to give away food. We have a competition that's best of show, if you will, that people can vote on.
Was it this year, or is it this year, or was it last year that you finally decided to buy rent two spaces, Jamie?
I think I've done it for 2 years.
Okay,
two spaces, like
and
27.
And why do you do two? Tell everybody why you do two spaces now.
Well, I've got the Wild Bill cooker. It takes up half a space. And then I got a pickup. And then we got to have a place to sleep. And then I got another big cooker. And we got two big tents. And we're bringing the teepee this year. It sleeps about 20 people.
Well, and I think, and I thought also it was because you were giving away all the food that you had nothing for the competition, so you decided to do two things. You have enough for competition, and then you give it away. I think you had the longest line of people just stopping by to get, it was almost
but he loves that.
Yeah. Jennings Osborne.
John Dean kind of got on me. He's trying to turn stuff into the judges, and I just keep giving it away.
Well, we appreciate it always, buddy.
Well, look, we can't wait to see you. You guys will be there Friday night, right?
Friday afternoon, bub.
Yeah, Roger, I think the gate opens at 11.
That's what it always is.
Christian, we're just going to figure out what the cost is. I think it's $10, isn't it?
I think it's always been that.
Well, we always love seeing you, Jamie. We'll see you in the morning.
Saturday morning. Looking forward to it. Are you doing bologna again?
I'm doing bologna.
Okay.
Absolutely, Roger.
It's the best bologna.
I'll make sure
ever.
I make it.
Thank you, brother.
See
you, Jamie. Love you. Go Hogs.
Yeah, we'll take a break now, Raj. You know, Christian and Raj, some people love to cook. I no more want to get out there and cook, but I have so much respect for everybody who has a passion for it. If you got a passion for anything, I'm going to give you this right here.
Okay.
I'm
going to
give you
a
bell. And more people have passion for cooking. Okay. Jessica cooked pork chops last night.
Oh.
Soaked them in stuff. All day to get them ready.
Talk to me.
Was
it skillet?
Dressing, salad dressing stuff. And then the dark stuff and the light stuff.
Black skillet?
It's
pepper. You put pepper on it?
You know, it's just two
Jessica,
juices.
Texas.
It was good.
Jessica.
Anyway, many props to everybody who comes out. And listen, we've had people who have been coming out there for 22 years.
There's no.
It's, of course, presented by Doubleby's.
Do you have any dish that you cook, David?
I can do omelets pretty well.
Okay.
Pretty good omelet guy.
I'm not a
cook either.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I can grill stuff.
I can grill steak.
Yeah, I can grill, but I'm not a cook.
Yeah. In my omelets, I cook up a wicked omelet.
wicked omelet.
By the way,
I've seen you cook.
I posted on Facebook this morning. Roger and Christian, I come around to do our bro call, and they're working out in the office together, getting a pump.
Yeah, getting ready.
It was with headbands, all headbands gear.
Yeah, a headband. We left a little something for you too.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. We'll come back and check your messages. We're gonna have a fun show, so don't go away.
Join Randy on location this afternoon at Gary Hogan Field for Little Rock Trojans baseball as they take on Arkansas State. That's Drive Time Sports with your Little Rock Trojans.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly cloudy today with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 79 degrees. Today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day for the chance of severe weather, particularly as we get into this evening. An 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight. It'll turn cooler after the storms with a low of 55. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Arkansas sports fans, get ready to tee it up with the legends. The annual Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Tournament is set for June 8th at Chenal Country Club. Grab your team for a four-man scramble and get paired with a celebrity for a day of golf, stories, and unforgettable moments. It's your chance to play along the names you've cheered for. Spots are limited, so sign up now at arksportshalloffame.com, arksportshalloffame.com, or call 501-313-4158.
Hey folks, Roger Scott here. And yes, I know you hear me promoting many of our beloved clients on the bus, and they are all special and dear to me. So to all of those clients, I say thank you. In fact, my wife thanks you as well, along with our Amazon delivery person who comes by the house daily because of you. But let me tell you about a client that's been near and dear to my heart for over the past decade. Very special client who's become a friend to me and my family over the years. In fact, they've become like family too. Yep, that's right. Of course, I'm talking about Gravely Moores. I've been a proud Gravely owner for years, and I've used everything of theirs from the 21-inch push mower to their 72-inch commercial unit, including my favorite, the ZT Heavy Duty 60-inch. And now is the best time to get the brand new Gravely of your choice too. Why do you ask? How about 0% interest over 48 months? Now you're interested? Sure you are. So join the Gravely family if you hadn't already by stopping at your local Gravely dealer today, like Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and Service in Conway.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. for quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no energy and no sex drive, it may be time to head to Low T Center, y'all. Look, one in four men have low testosterone. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and see if you qualify for TRT customized to your body by expert providers. Choose self-payer insurance. It's your choice. You can even have your treatment shipped to your door. Low T Center's got the highest quality testosterone and their providers tailor it to you, so you know it's effective. Put the spring in your step. Head to lowtcenter.com. That's lowtcenter.com and book your TRT appointment today.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Cinco de Mayo! One of your favorites.
Oh, it is. It's a wonderful story.
So today is Margarita Day, right? Is that where most Mexican restaurants do all the margaritas?
I guess. Thank you for giving me another song, Margaritaville.
Right? Is it today where everybody goes to Mexican restaurants and eats and drinks a margarita?
Absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah, 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Some of our messages here. David, how's it going watching all the football movies? You should be halfway done by now, right? Laugh out loud.
Oh, what a pump.
Well, much like I'm 3 years behind on my taxes, I haven't got the touchdown club speakers, right? And so you can imagine where I am on my movie watching.
For sure.
But I did watch 8 hours of the Holocaust the other day. I'm going to get there. Someone says here, this is from the 337, Louisiana. I love grilling, but all my cooking is out of a box in the kitchen. Okay, there's nothing the matter with that. There's nothing the matter with that. Someone said people sleep at BBQ. They do. They sleep there on Friday nights. Yeah, they sure do. They
got to cook overnight, right?
Well, some will get there early that morning and do it. But yes.
But you have the space for your RV. It's the RV park, so you put your RV there and party on, Garth.
Someone says here, I will have my vineyards in this life for the next.
Such a great line.
That is Maximus Meridius.
Maximus Meridius.
Vinius.
Demetrius.
I never can remember that.
I had it.
Someone says it's National Concert Day. Favorite concert? Look at that. 1971 saw Three Dog Night in Chicago. Oh. Now, that was back when they were just coming on the scene, man. That's awesome. Contact high. Someone says, I prefer 16-penny carpentry nails. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, no, sir.
No clue.
Rugman says, Los Angeles, move it.
Amen.
609 from Cabot. Hey. Good morning, Los Angeles. 609, move it.
Yeah.
There's so many people that do this in the morning. Here's McClendon Appliance, Benton, American Legion. That was from yesterday. Right. Anyway, 661, I see also from my text line from Missy. Eagles are number one. I'm with David. Earth, Wind, and Fire last time was great. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to seeing them.
Well, it's the horns. You're not listening to too many of the voices as much as you are. You want to hear those horns and everything. And Earth, Wind, and Fire. I think that Boogie Wonderland or one of them. Which one is on Caddyshack? But we just grew up with those big bands. I mean, it was them. Kool and the Gang have horns as well? I'm trying to remember. Who else had them?
I thought another interesting thing that came up in the sports world yesterday. Did you see where the SEC tournament is going to allow ABS?
I did.
That's automatic ball strike challenges, Roger. That's what they're doing in the majors. I just think it's interesting. Why would you do that in what you think would be an important part of the year?
Right.
Well,
if you're experimenting, why don't you do it at the beginning of the year?
Everyone knows that the SEC baseball tournament is actually not important at all.
Well, you're right, unless you're one of the teams trying to get it. Yeah,
so most everybody I guess does. They're just experimenting with it there.
You would think, though, that they would do it during the early part of the season and not
during non-conference in February or something.
Yeah. But anyway, so Roger, you get three chances to challenge a call. So I tell you what's become really big is that Dave Van Horn Squatters Club meeting. Oh, it's like a touchdown club meeting. It's a big old place, a lot of people, hundreds of people there.
Does he do that every week?
I think he does it every week.
What do you think?
Isn't that crazy?
Is it in a different place every week?
I think it's the same one.
Huh.
Today, a couple birthdays we'll get to throughout the show. Tammy Wynette, D-I-V-O-R-C. Is that right? That's one of them?
Look at me. Don't look at any more of that. I want you to look at me.
Our little boy is 4 years old.
What's her boy's name?
Well,
she spells it.
That is country.
and quieter.
Oh, this country and western,
so
brother.
Country.
Oh,
so Morgan Wallen ain't singing this.
Can you smell the beer joint this comes out of?
I can.
And guess what? I like it a lot. Listen.
Like T O Y or maybe S U R.
What? That guy came up.
Surprise.
But the words we're hiding from him now.
Let's finish it up.
Tear the heart right out.
She was, well, I think she had like 25 number ones.
Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes.
What's your boy's name?
Is that a
spell? Here we go.
Me and little J-O-E.
Fantastic.
She sings up. She spells the whole
yes.
song.
You know why? Why did she do it?
I don't know.
E double L
wow.
for
me. I had no idea. It's a lot of concentration.
You know why is she spelling it?
Why?
Because she doesn't want to say the word in front of her kids.
Yeah. Oh my God. Christian, you see how much I learned there. I would never have known all this time why Tammy Wynette was spelling in that
Dude.
Song. It's like, why is she spelling
this? This is
so
one
much?
Of my favorites right here.
Oh, wow.
This is smoke. This is smoke.
I've never seen the inside of a bar.
This is country and western.
Oh, country.
Tammy Wynette, what a tragic story. What a wonderful American
what's
story.
What's a popular girl name? Angley? Lisa Angley? Lila? Whatever name is. This ain't Texas. She ain't singing this.
No. No.
Ella Angley.
Ella Angley. That was close.
Come on, Tammy.
I've heard it said, if you
think
can't
she was the first
them,
woman to sell a million record shows.
So if that's the way you
right,
want it, me to be.
Me.
I'll change if it takes that to make you happy.
She's going to do what she's got to do to make her man happy.
You're going to see a different me.
Come on, girl.
Because your good girls are going to go
that's
back.
That's what you want.
Good girls going to go back.
Well, it'll be the swingin'est swinger you ever had. Hold on.
If you like them,
paint it up.
Powdered up. Then you ought to be good.
You like them painted up and powdered
well,
up,
did,
my friend.
You didn't play the one that's the most famous
I know.
Before.
Well,
yeah,
everybody
that, Hillary Clinton.
Everybody
Hillary Clinton helped her sell a million of records.
I think she had like a couple, three or four number ones with George as well.
And she was married to George?
Yeah, for a few years. They had a kid. You know what they named her?
They spell it out.
Georgette. Oh, what a jerk face. Ah, now listen. Sorry. Indulging me in that right there. I love classic country.
Well, what did Hillary go? She goes, I'm no
she
Tammy
goes,
Wynette.
You know, they were questioning, you know, her being by her husband. She goes, I'm no
Tammy Wynette.
Yeah, I'm going to stand by my man. She knows her husband.
Now listen, that got Tammy Wynette a lot of attention.
I think Tammy died pretty young.
Yeah,
compared to
it.
What
she died in 98.
Like 50 or something.
Yeah, she's younger than you, Bass.
Yeah, how about that?
So and you.
Well, she's got... Yeah.
No, she was the... I think she was... They called her the first lady of country music. You know, I didn't appreciate her as much as I did. There's a great movie. I say a great movie. That chick that played in the Bin Laden movie.
Yeah. Love her.
Jessica Chastain.
She played in that. She was great in that one. That Ginger also played Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah.
She made Tammy look hot.
Yeah.
And then she played with Michael Shannon as George Jones in a show about this. And it's tough. I mean, she's got some great songs, though, Jack. That's back when. That's why I was asking Justin, because she's got a couple of cheating songs.
Yeah.
They don't write cheating songs anymore.
We've got Justin. Speaking of Justin, Moore will join us a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
You've got baseball and softball going on the playoffs. They've got Ella, their daughter, is playing like an hour and a half away. It's like, man, I tell you what, they just cannot get a break. You know, I thought most of the, they try to make those things most.
Well, they're not all at Junior Deputy. That's where they start out at. I was there again last night.
Oh, you were? Yeah, well, you're right. Well, you come by and say hello.
Well, you never like, you don't like to drop in.
Yeah, I don't.
I know. Believe me.
But you're a little different, yeah.
Well,
you call before you come. Yeah.
All right, listen.
Does anybody out there like that? Does anybody not
in?
Mind drop-ins?
I'm not a fan of the drop-ins.
I'm
not a fan.
I don't answer.
Yeah.
I don't answer the door if I don't know you're coming.
Don't have to. You know
it's
why?
It's an emergency.
It's the ring has made us so We don't have to do anything. I see you coming before you're coming.
Hey, okay? Then people know that you're watching. I know you're inside watching me. Your car's out here.
Listen, I see you coming. I'm grabbing stuff that I already have ready to go, that I have a little area that as soon as I see somebody come up that might want to do the drop-in, I pick it up and like I'm heading out the door. I drive down the... I'm kidding. I don't do any of that. But I'm not a fan of the drop-in because I'm not very social.
I worked out last night. I did 20 minutes on the bike, and then I spent 10 minutes on the stairs. Not a stair-stepper. Stairs. There's one big giant flight of stairs.
At
the Little Rock Athletic Club. Yeah, and you listen. Stairs are great. I used to love when I was with the Razorbacks. Yeah. I used to love before it became popular.
Let me tell you something, psycho. Nobody likes running stairs.
I love running stairs. In the stadium. Because it accelerates your work times too. In other words, instead of just running on the road,
that I believe love that more than believe you made omelet.
All the Johnny Come Latelys up in Fayetteville. Nothing against you personally, but all the Razorback basketball players.
Well,
all
you
of
ran
the
hill.
They did that after I did it. I started that back in 80,
I know,
84.
And I've seen that hill.
Yeah, it
now
is,
we
it
had
is,
one in Hot Springs, and I don't know if they still have it at Hot Springs High School because I think it's changed. They're used to it. Now there's also a drive that's where I made out with Sam when we were dating as well. There was a little dirt road. Now I think it's a road. But what was that? What was that hill called, Qualls? Patterson. Is Patterson still a hill? I mean, any little grade is incredible. But South Patterson, I think, is the hill there by Hot Springs High School. At least it was when I was a little girl growing there.
So it says, Roger, what a classic a-hole move that Baz didn't even pick up. On you said Tammy Wynette was younger than Baz, but yet you two are the same age. That was funny.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It says here, DVH does the Squatters Club the first Monday of each month during the season. Yesterday was the last one of the year, so it's once a month. Okay. I was wondering, man, you're getting great crowds every week.
Yeah.
Let's see. Have you noticed since Christian joined, both Roger and Christian singing has given David more confidence to actually sing instead of making noises? I don't think so. I mean, I'll throw it out there occasionally. I know who the singers are on this show.
They're
I know where
singer.
I stack
well, I'm
up.
I'm no singer. First, there's Justin, Christian, and then me, and only by virtue of you not doing it as much. You and I are probably the same.
Here's what it says. Ross is grateful dead. I guess he saw those. That's pretty impressive. How can you never catch up on your taxes? Never-ending tax season for the Baz. That is true. Justin Moore puts on a great show as well. Yes, he has.
We've seen him do a lot of
shows.
Absolutely.
Let's see here. The challenges in the ABS or whatever it's called are limited if your challenge is upheld. So you get three unsuccessful challenges. Thank you for that. So if you get them right, you keep asking. Let's see here. Let's see here. No drop in. I'm not coming if I'm not invited.
Yeah, no drop in. They don't like to drop in.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
thank you.
And it's only because if I'm at home, I'm at my house. I'm doing something, and
I may be in my underwear watching TV.
Let me ask you this.
I don't want you to come back.
If you guys have family members or friends come to your house and not leave, you can't get them to leave.
Well,
it's like there's a cool deal back now? In Saturday Night Live where
the man that wouldn't leave,
that was John Belushi.
I think you're right.
And I've seen it, and it's like, what hint do you have to go? Okay, look around. It's time to go.
Yeah.
Would you please leave?
But here's the thing. You're up till 3, so if somebody comes to your house, they could stay there a while.
No, but it's like, don't you read the room? It's like, okay, you stay long, like, let's go. Or then you had to sort of walk them out. You get, stretch it.
You started. I mean, you even do this at your house.
All right. Listen, that John Belushi skit was so funny. Yeah, the girl screams,
He
won't leave. Let's look at some of these records.
I forget that. No, and no disrespect, I mean, but it's just one of those things to drop in. I mean, well, what are you coming to do? I mean, if you're just coming to say hi, you can't do that. It's like when I get a call from a couple of guys that I know, and I won't say their names because they're friends of mine, and it's okay, but it's when they call, and I'll answer the phone and go, hello, and they go, hey, man, what's going on? I go, oh, not a whole lot, dude.
There's no reason for the call.
Exactly.
Oh,
and then I have to follow up by going, so what'd you call for? you called me. I'm not going to say your name.
I think the drop-in was more acceptable in a time where we didn't have cell phones.
You could tell me
you were coming.
That's right. Hey, speaking of drop-in.
It's like you just happened to be in town or whatever.
Back-to-back. Yeah. After I left the ball game last night, I stopped at the grocery store to pick up a few other items. And two folks in the check stand stopped me. They used to listen to the show. They used to listen. Why'd they stop?
Was it because I came on?
No, they got older. They said something about your Star Wars thing. They didn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
No. But they used to listen to the show. So David, who told me about Magic 105 and Tommy and Big Dave and going to that strip joint. What was it? Miss Kitty's or something like that. And then another fella. And they both asked, the first thing out of both their mouths, what do you, question they asked, what do you think it was?
What?
How's Tommy?
I
said, he's doing fantastic. I thought
you meant to say, how's your hair?
No.
Our man Tommy Norm is listening. He's en route to Paragould to speak to high school students. Do you have your man Anthony with you? He's his favorite.
Something.
Hey, that's something. Favorite concert, Bruno Mars at Simmons Bakery. I think Tommy met him. Yeah.
Our question of the day is, what is your best concert and worst concert? I feel like we never get the worst concert.
Yeah. That'd be terrible.
I tell you who was one of my worst ones? Was Stevie Wonder.
Really?
Yeah, he did not play. He played a lot of cuts for my new album. No! No!
Yeah, Tommy, you've always said that, and you're right. I don't know your new stuff, and I'm sure if you throw a few things in.
And he has, like, probably 25
oh my gosh, I was
50
so,
hits.
I was so excited to see Stevie Wonder, but I didn't see him that day.
He didn't see that you was. Either.
He goes,
whoa! Oh, ho! Whoa! Ho! Oh
my God!
You know what? But we got a dude that comes on the show, Joe Nichols and Justin Moore. They could tell us about that sort of thing. You've got to play at least one of your hit. I mean, one of your new ones, right?
Yeah, you got to play a couple.
You can do that. We don't want to hit. Then she goes, "Yeah, but my guitar player's got a new song out." Too.
What
no!
year? What year do you think that was, Beth?
It was probably about 5-6 years ago.
No, come on,
yeah. It was somewhere in the last 7-8 years. It was at Simmons Bank Arena. I was so disappointed.
I get
yeah, that's ridiculous.
Stevie. I mean, of course, again, I mean, his hairdresser, whomever it is that does that, I mean, with that terribly bad receding hairline.
Maybe it's him.
He has the dregs. What do you call him?
Do not go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
This is Justin Akery. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, Bath Makeover of Arkansas started with 50. Now we're looking for 30 homes to participate in our Spring into Savings event. 30 homeowners will receive test market pricing on a beautiful new walk-in shower. Bath Makeover is proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. And we're looking to evaluate our exciting new product lines in real bathroom conditions, including our revolutionary laser-etched shower wall system. You'll be compensated for your time just to determine if our exquisite product lines are the right fit for your bathroom project. The first 30 homeowners who call 1-800-NEW-BATH will receive 50% off installation of a new walk-in shower. Ask about 0% interest financing, senior and military discounts, receive a $200 gas card with purchase, and call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH now to receive a $50 Walmart gift card with your free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
The Butcher Shop Steakhouse has always been your favorite go-to for those nights out with family and friends. But did you know they're also now open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2? And with a full menu featuring tenderloin salads, fried catfish, those famous shaved prime rib sandwiches, and everyone's favorite steak burgers. So whether it's dinner plans, watching the big games in the bar, or now even for lunch, it can all be found at the Butcher Shop Steakhouse.
The 22nd annual Double B's Barbecue is coming up May 9th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Sample barbecue from some of the best barbecue cooks in Arkansas competing for the coveted Barbecue Grand Champion Trophy. It's the 22nd annual Double B's Barbecue, May 9th, brought to you by Oakland Sports, Bud Light, and Gravely Mowers. Get your tickets at buzzbecue.com.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Who is it?
She said, I'm going
it's to kill Mr. Clothes Come On. Our man, Joe Nichols.
Obviously, number one. Everything Margarita we can do to
Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Oh, have mercy.
Come on.
My
sing it, Joey.
Was tequila makes her clothes fall off.
If we've taken this holiday and made it a holiday for drinking and all that, I can play anything that has anything to do with Mexico or tequila or whatever.
Today is Cinco de Mayo Day. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day. If you got a teacher out there you want us to give a shout-out to, we will. We'll be honoring Benton and Malvern School District. Not just teachers, but bus drivers, cafeteria workers, librarians, you name it. That'll be coming up next week. It's National Astronaut Day, National Foster Care Day. All you folks out there that are being foster care parents, thank you so much. It's also National Nail Day. Jessica corrected me. It's Fashion Nail. You got Fantastic China and Fashion Nail. Sometimes I get those confused.
We used to have, on graffiti, we used to have Fashion a Nail. Lady from there call in. That's right.
The other one, of course, is National Concert Day. We appreciate Michael Marion and Jana over at Simmons Bank Arena. They've got, who did I say, Earth, Wind, and Fire, I think, Saturday or Sunday this weekend.
You said Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, and 17 days until Memorial Day, 5 days until Mother's Day. Don't forget to take care of Mom this weekend. And Roger, I'm sure you would say, listen, if your mother's still alive, enjoy it. So I'm very blessed.
Amen to that.
A couple people says here, Hank Jr. played Riverfest one year and walked on stage, cork high and bottle deep, and then finished off a fifth of whiskey on stage. He started the show incoherent, and then ended it barely sitting up right on his stool. Now, that would have been a great one. Johnny Rodriguez, Riding My Thumb to Mexico. Yeah,
got that coming up.
What's that song I love that Justin covered? If you missed Roger's song yesterday, the tribute to Cherie Laveau. Is that right?
DeVoe.
That was right. Close. Cherie DeVoe. That's on our. It's on Facebook. Yeah. It's on social media.
Thanks for putting it out, Christian.
Good stuff, yeah. Let's see. This is Mary Benberg, the Bob Dylan.
Bob
Dylan concert at Robinson was 2 hours of pure torture. I can imagine that would not be a fun concert. You talk about the best and the worst. Bob Dylan is as historic as he is.
What would be worse is if, and no disrespect to any, I don't want to get the Star Wars crowd that follows Bob Dylan on me like they did yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of Bob Dylan. I didn't watch the movie. It doesn't interest me, but it would be worse if Bob Dylan was singing Hey Jude.
So y'all playing tequila going into break made me have to watch the Pee Wee clip at the biker bar.
Yes.
Is that what he gets up on the bar and starts dancing?
Uh-huh. You used to do that at Denton's.
The best concert is NF hands down. Do we know what NF is?
The rapper? The clean wrapper?
No, surely not. NF.
NF?
Yeah. Is that right?
No. It's a clean wrapper.
Here's one of the worst concerts, CeeLo Green at Riverfest in Little Rock. He was an hour late. I remember. He had one song.
That's it.
Right? He had one song.
That's right. And it went
He's got more than that.
And it wasn't any good if it was edited.
Yeah. Here's one. Mama Wizard, Chris's mom, said Tom Petty was her best concert.
Oh, what up, Mama Wiz?
Congratulations to our daughter, Dr. Courtney. Hold on a second. Dr. Courtney Gibson, who graduated with a vet degree from Auburn last night. Very nice. It said, I reminded Auburn while I was here that they had Bo Jackson, but we had David Basil. Love you guys. We'll be driving back to Arkansas today. Woo Pig Suey, the handyman. Wow, your daughter graduated from Auburn. That's right. We have John Daly a little bit later. You know, his son graduated. He walked the other day, and yeah. I think it's great that John made the time to be there.
Speaking of which, Matt Morris, our buddy over at, what's the name of the service company that he owns that takes care of our vehicles? He is going, I saw his social post where he's going to miss for the first time, maybe only the second time in the history of BuzzBQ. He's not going to be able to make because he's going to be watching his son walk. So.
Yeah, hard to believe it's been 22 years of BuzzBQ, Double B's BuzzBQ. Yeah. And I remember when we first started this thing. Of course, you guys were doing it over at Magic.
Tommy started with the average.
Ordinary Man Barbecue.
Yeah,
I attended a few of those.
You remember.
Yeah,
that's
a little
right.
crazy. And then.
Jeez, you sure did.
Yeah, we've gone through different stages where we've had concerts and different things, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Lindy losing her mind. We had that one guy said, the first year, Christian, this guy gets up there. The band was called Go Fast. It's a local band, a rock and roll.
Yeah.
He got up there and gets, the guy says, it just drops the F-bomb. Yeah. Hey, everybody, let's have a effing good time. And Lindy's sprinting. All the, you got families around, and Lindy's sprinting to the stage. Dudes were dropping F-bombs. It was like, she was not happy. Yeah. Jessica said this morning on the pork chops last night, marinated in Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, yeah. That's the black stuff you're talking about.
And Italian dressing and pepper.
And that's the light stuff.
I was close.
And I had the pepper. Very good. Was it skillet? Was it black skillet?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's so good. That is the ultimate. Chicken and pork chop are the ultimate finger food.
Someone says
throwing ribs.
Best concert has been Garth Brooks on multiple occasions. Worst concert has been Hank Williams Jr.
I never saw
him. Everybody's saying that. Oh, the one other thing we left
Garth
out.
Garth was great.
Oh, but Ron Marquette said he sent it to Cherie's husband.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, thanks,
hopefully,
Ron.
I bet she'll like that. I bet she'll like
it. You talking about 400 wins or 300? 400 wins at Oakland. Ron Moquette, who's number 7 all by himself, all-time wins at Oakland. And next year will not only surpass 6, but 5th.
Yeah, it's locked into the buzz every
Moquette.
Day.
Thank
hey,
you, Ron.
You know what? If that horse wins again, Roger, I think you go back and do just like the American Pharoah. Same thing.
You know what? Oh, of course. But to me, if it wins, if this horse has it now, I wonder, are horses, Ron, does this horse know it won? Does it know something? Is it like Roger Bannister? Once that 4-minute mile was broken, everybody started breaking it. So now that horse has won, does that horse know it won? Does Jose Ortiz know what it can do to that horse now more than he did at the Derby? Just wondering.
We also need to mention, we didn't mention it earlier in the show, Dakota Kennedy, a Razorback outfielder who's been hurt for the last few games, got drafted last night in the, I think it's AUS, I can't remember all the alphabet they have for that pro league. You remember last year, Briellis went 2nd overall. So I think last night she went, Dakota Kennedy went 16th. So congratulations to her. They play Wednesday, Raj. I think they play Wednesday. We'll check that out, either Wednesday or Thursday. We'll check that out. All right, do not go away. Got Rick Schaefer and John Daly coming up.
When you want to know the score, it's on KABZ Little Rock.
He's open, complete at the 10, the 5, touchdown Arkansas!
103.7 The Buzz.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. John M. Perkins grew up in Mississippi, a black man coming up under the Jim Crow rules. He was emotionally overwhelmed seeing his 4-year-old son smiling beatifically as he sang about Jesus' love for the children of the world.